Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast channel, Let's Talk About Cancer. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the FAQs on breast reconstruction surgery. If you have been diagnosed with breast cancer and are considering breast reconstruction surgery, it is important to find out as much as you can about what to expect. In today's episode, we're going to discuss about some common FAQ on breast reconstruction so that you can make the best decisions for yourself. So let's start. What breast reconstruction options do I have after mastectomy? There are three types of reconstruction. One is implant only. One is use of a different body tissue called as a flap, which can be a pedicled flap or a free flap. Or we can use a combination of these two. That is, use a flap and then use an implant also. So which method of breast reconstruction is right for me? The option that will work best for you depends upon your body type, the previous surgeries, overall health, the amount of breast that is removed, the cancer treatment involved, and personal preferences. Usually, your reconstruction surgeon or your oncologist will give you the different options. If only a part of the breast is removed, they can remodel the breast with the remaining fat called as oncoplasty. If a larger part of the breast is removed, they may need to put a flap. If the whole breast needs to be removed, they may need to put a flap and sometimes an implant as well. So this, it depends upon a lot of parameters. Am I a candidate for breast reconstruction? Almost all women who undergo mastectomy or a large lumpectomy are candidates for breast reconstruction. However, some women with certain medical problems like healing issues like collagen vascular disease or severe heart disease or who are on blood thinners may not be ideal candidates for the same. How long does reconstruction take? The amount of time from the start of reconstruction to finish will vary patient to patient and will vary upon the type of reconstruction that is made. In general, if it is an implant, it is a relatively quick surgery, whereas if it involves a flap, it may take a longer time. Also, surgery may not be in a single sitting. It may take multiple surgeries over the course of a few months for the perfect final outcome to happen. If further cancer treatment like chemotherapy or radiation is needed, it may take longer. Also, one has the option of undergoing reconstruction at different time intervals. All these parameters make an influence. So when can one have breast reconstruction surgery? Breast reconstruction surgery is best when done at the time of removal of the breast lump or breast. That is the best time to perform the surgery. But it can be performed either at that time or it can be performed later. In some cases, the choice between immediate and delayed breast reconstruction is entirely the patient's choice. In sometimes, the surgeon or oncologist may make specific recommendations about the timing of breast reconstruction. So, if the reconstruction is done at the time of primary surgery, the aesthetics usually is the best. That is why it is suggested. Sometimes if we have to do it after completion of treatment, we may have to wait for 6 months or 9 months for the effects of radiation and chemotherapy to wean off before we plan the reconstruction. So when can I return to work or my normal activities after surgery? This varies significantly between patients and between the types of reconstruction. Generally, if it is an implant-based reconstruction, you can return to most activities very early, within 3 to 5 days, and the healing is complete in about 2 or 3 weeks. Whereas if it is a flap-based reconstruction, it takes slightly longer. They're able to return to activities between 2 to 4 weeks' time. Remember that recovering from surgery is a gradual process and your healthcare team will be there to help you in this process. Will I still need breast cancer screening after breast reconstruction? Yes, if only a partial breast has been removed like a lumpectomy, an MR mammogram of the same breast is needed because it is difficult for a regular mammogram to screen the same breast. Whereas for the opposite breast, a compulsorily routine digital and sonomammogram will be required as a part of your follow-up. Whereas if the whole breast is removed, as in a mastectomy has been performed, there will be no role for screening of the same breast after this surgery is done. Hope I have answered some of the common questions you want to know about breast reconstruction. If you have any question, head over to drsatishc.com for any information. Thank you. It's me, Dr. Satish, signing off.